On this week's Keeping It Real, Cam Marston offers insight into the world of veterinarians, based on research he conducted to prepare for a conference.
Veterinarians, pets, and pet owners was the topic of a conference where I presented a few weeks ago. I was asked to predict the workplace needs and preferences of the next generation of veterinarian. I followed an economist who had tons of data slides and spoke for an hour on the admission qualities of veterinarian candidates. As a rule of thumb, if you have to give a speech and can take the stage following an economist, you're going to be a hit. My team and I did our own research to prep, and we learned some interesting stuff. For example, the millennial generation is buying lots of pets, and this is especially true of millennial females. In fact, according to a report released in early September by the Journal of Marriage and Family, millennial females face a huge deficit of marriageable men due to millennial males being poor breadwinners compared to millennial females. Millennial females are better educated, earn more money, and save money. So they get a dog while they wait for the men in their generation to get their act together. However, the primary pet owner today is the Gen X family, which means that the parent or parents are between their early 40s and mid-50s. Households where the oldest child is between 6 and 17 years old spend the most on pets at a smidge of just over $800 a year. About 75% of that amount is spent on pet food and vet bills, and this is exactly my house. And the female parent typically makes the pet decisions after the family has taken on a pet, and vets seem to know this. The husband may act important and ask big, important-sounding questions, but he's not relevant to any final decisions. He's arm candy. He's a decoy. And vets, again, know this, and this is, again, exactly my house. Here's something else. 80% of new vets are female. 80%. And while there are more vets today than ever before, there still aren't enough. At about one vet per every 1,100 households, we need more. In fact, the HR director of the company hosting the event told me that any given moment, they have openings for 1,000 veterinarians. Wow. This final bet, I guess, the most interesting. Veterinarians are the profession with the fourth highest suicide rate due to what's called compassion fatigue. It's being joyful with the owners of a new puppy, then crying with the family as they euthanize their lifelong pet with cancer, then having pet owners say they can't afford their pet's needed treatment and sharing in those owners' sorrow and shame and guilt, then back to the joy of a new puppy. All this in just one morning, and it goes on all day long, day after day. Compassion fatigue. No other profession, they say, experiences anything like it. I never knew. I guess the most important thing you can take away from this content today is simply this. If you can, always choose to speak after the economist. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.